Since the mid-20th century, those well-paid jobs on the auto assembly lines not only built cars and trucks, they built the American middle class. Today, entry-level jobs in auto plants pay around $16 an hour. And then there are the auto workers who saw their jobs go away, never to return, the long-term unemployed auto worker. Sociologist Victor Tan Chen talked to former auto workers, and he heard about their struggles to stay afloat. The result is his new book, Cut Loose, Jobless and Hopeless in an Unfair Economy. Victor Tan Chen, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much, Cynthia. It's great to be with you.
Victor, you are a former reporter for Newsday. Now you're a sociologist at Virginia Commonwealth University. So you're bringing both sets of skills together to tell what story exactly?
Well, it's about the decline of good jobs. And I tried to humanize, you know, what's going on in these broader economic and cultural trends by telling the stories of individuals caught up in, you know, what's happening right now, especially in recent years. As you noted, jobs in the factories, you know, helped grow the middle class in the years after World War II. You know, you had strong unions, high pay, good benefits, job security, you know, even if you didn't have a college degree. And I think the economy and the culture have moved in the exact opposite direction in recent years. And it's represented by, you know, say the Uber driver, right? No job security, no benefits, hustling every day to make a living. This is becoming the new normal, and it's not just for blue-collar workers. It's also for white-collar workers who are seeing their jobs outsourced and automated away. In a sense, the auto workers and what they went through in the 70s and 80s, the shut-down factories, that's become a symbol for the American middle class today. We're seeing those good jobs that paid well and provided benefits. We're seeing those disappearing with all these trends in the broader economy.
The subtitle of your book, Victor, Jobless and Hopeless in an Unfair Economy. Boy, that does not pull any punches. Tell us some of the stories of these workers that really, really stood out for you, really, in your view, illustrate that title.
Sure. I talked to one gentleman by the name of John who, had worked hard for decades in construction and then in the auto industry. He was a skilled polisher. Had worked hard and played by the rules. When he was a baby, he was abandoned by his parents and raised by his grandmother. And, you know, that had left a hole in him, but he had filled it to some extent, you know, with his hard work. You know, he told me, my job was like my mother and father to me. You know, it was all I had. I could depend on that every day. And suddenly, you know, he was let go. He was cut loose. And, you know, all those years of hard work were not meaningful anymore. And that just speaks to the broader economy, right? There's no more room for mistakes. There's no more loyalty. You know, you have to do it all on your own. You have to get an education, get skills, make the right choices, and become successful that way. It is a different world than before, when we had a more collective sense of success in this country, you know, represented by labor unions, represented by efforts to bring about, you know, full employment and other policies at the government level. We've moved away from that. Now it's go it alone hope for the best. And that works out for some people. But for many other people, it is not working out. And I think it will get worse. You know, things are getting more ramped up in terms of automation, technology. I think that the number of good jobs in the future might be dwindling as well.
It strikes me that so many of the workers that are in this situation are old enough to have remembered the American dream, thought they were playing by all the right rules, and then, boom, the rules completely got thrown out. So the ladder got kicked out from beneath them. And what you found that really was striking is there's such a huge problem in the way these workers now think about themselves.
Yes, I think that it generates this attitude that you have to make it on your own. It creates more, you know, self-blame, especially as your unemployment gets longer and longer. You can't blame the company as much anymore. It's all on you. You know, you think back, as many of my workers did, on past decisions they had made, and it became a source of anxiety, a source of depression for many of them, because they felt they were failures. And, you know, in the words of one of my workers, you know, she said, you know, I'm a loser. I made the wrong decisions. That's why I'm stuck in this situation. In her particular situation, she lost her job, lost any kind of work, and she eventually divorced her husband, you know, lost her house, you know, had to move in with a, quote, man friend, because that was the way to support herself, even though she didn't love this man. These were kind of desperate situations she was pushed into. You know, in the background was always this kind of thing in the back of her mind, you know, I should have chosen better. And I think that speaks to the situation of a lot of workers caught in this changing world where the rules have changed, where, you know, it's not just about hard work anymore, Cynthia. It's also about you need to have talent, you need to have skills, you need to prosper in this very individualistic kind of economy. And if you don't, you are a loser.
And a competitive economy.
Yes. It is becoming more competitive, even for white-collar workers. A college degree is no longer a ticket into the middle class, right? You need to have certain skills that are in demand. And the level of evaluation and judgment of your abilities, that's really ramped up. You know, it starts at school with standardized testing, right, in schools, how decisive and high stakes they are. And then, you know, you in the workforce, you are constantly being evaluated through job performance reviews. And Cynthia, on your show recently, you mentioned how even to get a loan, you know, lenders may be looking at your list of Facebook friends and actually, you know, using that in their decisions about whether to give you a loan. So it's just become much more extreme. Every aspect of your life is being evaluated, especially in the job search. Every mistake you've ever made is captured by Google, right? So we have this, all this information, and we're using it to sort workers. And some people will do very well, but a lot of people will not. And if there's fewer good jobs out there, which research shows that there is, then that is a big problem for the majority of Americans and the majority of the middle class moving forward.
Victor, your book, Cut Loose, Jobless and Hopeless in an Unfair Economy, compares Canadian and American auto workers. Is it a better situation for people in Canada, or do they cope with a lot of the same competitive mindset and same challenges?
I think so, to some extent. But, you know, it's a mixed, complicated situation, because in some ways Canada is becoming more like the U.S. And to some extent, you know, this is just a global problem, right? Because, you know, we are competing with other nations for jobs. We are, you know, facing pressures of investors leaving the U.S. So I think this is something that's not just an American problem, Cynthia. It's also something that Canadians and Europeans and other people around the world are dealing with. And so we got to think, too, about, you know, I think it is also a technological issue, right? I mean, you look at the development of artificial intelligence and other technologies that will wipe away many good jobs. I mean, you look even among doctors and lawyers, right? There are systems in place now to automate a lot of the document reviews that, review that lawyers make, or outsource radiology scans to India. I mean, these things are affecting everyone, not just in America. And I think that we need to think about policies and politics that will actually secure a strong middle class in this country.
It is a very sobering and thought-provoking read, Cut Loose, Jobless and Hopeless in an Unfair Economy, written by my guest, sociologist Victor Tan Chen. Victor, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Cynthia. It's great to be with you.